Today we're going to be looking at one of the attributes of God that separates him from every false god and every idol.
今天我们要看上帝的一个属性，而他这个属性将他与其他的假神分别出来。
And that's that our God is omnipotent.
那就是我们的上帝是全能的。
I don't know any other god on the face of the earth that's ever been created by man.
我不晓得地球上任何人所创造出来的神是一个全能的神。
Just like last week, there is no other God in existence that was eternal.
就像上个礼拜我们所提到的，没有任何一个存在的神是永恒的。
And another unique thing is, I don't know any false God, any idol that wrote a book like this one so we could know how great they are.
那另外我并明白了一件事情，就是我不晓得有任何一位存在的神能够写下这样一本书，让我们能去认识他。
Thousands of times God says, Thus saith the Lord, He reveals Himself to us.
在圣经上有上千次上帝说，耶和华如此说，借着这个来启示他自己。
So let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask that He'll help us understand what it means that He's omnipotent.
所以现在让我们先到神的面前来祷告，求他帮助我们明白他是一位全能的上帝。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们为你的话语献上感谢。
Because in your word, you reveal yourself to us.
因为在你的话语中，你将自己启示给我们。
We learn that you are the creator of all things.
我们知道你是万物的造物主。
We also learn about you from your creation.
我们也从你所造的物中去认识你。
Especially about your great power.
特别是你伟大的全能。
And then we learn about you in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也在我们主耶稣基督身上认识你。
Because you came to earth in Christ to reconcile us to yourself.
因为你在世界上借着基督来到，使我们与你自己和好。
And we learn that Jesus was also omnipotent.
我们也知道耶稣是全能的上帝。
Lord, it's so hard to communicate what this means.
有时候很难沟通全能是什么意思。
So we pray your Holy Spirit will come and guide us into your truth.
是我们祈求你的圣灵来带领我们进入你的真理。
And just take our feeble attempts to express your omnipotence.
让我们微弱的试图去明白你的全能。
And just make it real to us.
使它对我们成为非常的真实。
So its reality grips our heart and life.
让这个真实能够捕捉到我们的今生。
And we can have peace knowing you're our omnipotent Heavenly Father.
知道你是全能的上帝，让我们在今生也有平安。
Teach us now in Jesus' name.
求主现在教导我们，我们奉耶稣的名祷告。阿门。
So we can be strengthened by faith in our omnipotent God.
我们可以借着信靠这位全能的上帝而得着力量。
It's not just that we're going to learn about His omnipotence.
我们不单单只是要学习他是一位全能的上帝。
But God says we can tap into His power when we need it.
而且上帝说我们可以支取他的能力，假如我们需要的话。
Okay, and omnipotent comes from two words.
全能这个英文字来自两个字的组合。
It's omni, which means all.
第一个就是完全。
And these are Greek words here.
好，这个是来自希腊文。
And potence, which means powerful.
还有就是有能力。
So God is all powerful. He controls all the power in the entire universe.
所以上帝是全能的，他掌握全宇宙所有的能力。
Okay, He is the source of all power.
他也是所有能力的来源。
Okay, power comes from God.
能力来自于上帝。
Okay, and I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude.
启示的时候，我听见好像群众的声音。
What are they saying?
他们说什么呢?
Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth.
他们说哈利路亚，因为主我们的神全能者作王了。
If you really understand, if you know this God who's omnipotent,
如果你真的明白，你认识这位上帝是全能的话，
you'll want to shout hallelujah.
你也会大声呼叫哈利路亚。
Okay. And if God is infinite and he has power,
假如上帝是无限的，而且他是有能力的。
Then his power must be infinite.
那么他的能力也应该是无限的。
In other words, he'll be almighty or omnipotent.
换句话说，他就是掌有所有的能力，还有他就是完全的有能力的上帝。
He is holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
圣经说他是圣哉、圣哉、圣哉，全能的上帝。
Which was and is to come.
昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
And Almighty occurs 56 times in the Bible.
那全能这个字在圣经出现56次。
And it's only used of God.
它只用在上帝的身上。
Only He's Almighty.
只有他是全能的。
Okay, God's names in Hebrew reveal His power.
希伯来文上帝的名字也显明他的能力。
Okay, God in the Hebrew is El.
上帝这个字在希伯来文就是 El.
Okay, and it means to be strong, have power or might.
它的意思是强大，有力量，有能力。
Okay, and we know the word Elohim.
然后 Elohim 这个字呢？
And that's the plural form of El.
就是 El, 上帝这个字的复数词。
And the plural, of course, gives us a hint of the Trinity. We studied this before.
那这个复数词就指出他是一位三位一体的神。
And another name, this is found about 2,500 times in the Bible.
那 Elohim 这个字在圣经出现过2,500次。
God wants us to know He is all-powerful.
上帝要我们知道他是全能的。
And we have the word El Elyon for God.
那另外在圣经另外一个对上帝的称呼是 El Elyon.
It means the strongest strong one.
他的意思就是强中最强的那一位。
God just goes out of His way to reveal to us how powerful He is.
神好像极力要向我们显明他是多么强大有能的一位上帝。
Okay, now all of God's attributes work together for our good.
上帝所有的属性都全部加在一起来为我们的好处来运作。
Okay, as sovereign, God has total authority.
好像身为全能的掌管者，他就有全然的权柄。
Okay, and as almighty, God has all power.
而身为一个全能的神，他就有全然的能力。
Okay, and of course, to be sovereign, you need both authority and power.
但成为一个至主的上帝，他需要有权柄，他也需要有能力。
Only God has all authority and power.
只有上帝具有所有的权柄跟所有的能力。
And as self-existent, God has complete freedom to carry out His own good will.
而作为自由拥有的神，他也有全然的自由来行使他自己的旨意。
So that means any promise He makes in His word, He will fulfill.
换句话说，他在他话语中所做的所有的承诺，他都会去实现。
That's why you want to learn this Bible. It's written for us.
所以你要读这本圣经，它是为我们写下来的。
So you can know this God.
好，让你去认识这样的一位上帝。
And know what He wants to do in your life.
而且要去明白他要借着我们的人生做什么事情。
Okay. And because God is eternal, His power must be everlasting.
那因为上帝也是永恒的，所以他的能力也是长存的。
Okay. Trust ye in the Lord forever.
你们当永久依靠耶和华。
For the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength.
因为耶和华是我们永久的力量。
Okay, you see, all His attributes come together.
所以他所有的这些属性都结合在一起。
Okay, everlasting strength in Hebrew is rock of ages.
那永远的力量，力量这个字呢，在希伯来文就是指永久的磐石。
Right? And we sing about the rock of ages cleft for me.
有一首诗歌叫《万古磐石为我开》。
Remember when Moses first asked to see God's glory?
当摩西第一次要看见神的荣耀的时候，
God had to put him in the cleft of the rock.
上帝必须把他摆在一个磐石的洞穴当中。
And we know that rock is our Lord Jesus Christ.
那后来我们知道这个磐石就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And when we sing about rock of ages, we're singing about our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当我们唱着万古磐石这首歌的时候，我们歌唱的对象就是我们的主耶稣基督。
See, Jesus is one with the Almighty God.
因为耶稣与永全能的上帝是一。
Okay. God's power will never diminish even the slightest bit throughout all eternity.
所以上帝的大能在永恒当中不会稍微减少一丁点。
His power can never decrease or increase.
他的能力不会减少，也不会增加。
Okay. And because God is self-existent, He must be the source of all power there is.
那由于上帝是自有拥有的上帝，所以他并不是所有能力的来源。
See, there's no power outside of God.
所以在上帝之外没有力量。
He's got no competition in this universe.
所以在整个宇宙当中，他没有一位竞争者。
Okay, the source of something must at least be equal to anything that it creates.
一个能源或是一个来源，必须与他所造的物。发出的能力至少是相等的。
Right, that's a basic law of physics, science.
这是科学或是物理基本的一个原理。
Okay. Thus, God is greater than all the power in the entire universe.
既然上帝造了所有的宇宙，所以上帝的能力必大于所有宇宙的总和。
Because He created everything.
因为他造了万物。
So His power has to be greater than everything He created.
所以他的能力必定大于他所造的事情。
God's power created the universe and also keeps it going.
所以上帝的能力创造了宇宙，而且他使宇宙持续的运行。
Colossians says, "In Him all things consist."
在哥罗西书说，在基督里面，他托住万有。
Basically, that means He's holding everything together.
换句话说，他把万有都托住在一起。
You know, when we studied the atom.
我们学过这个原子。
They tell us we really can't understand how the atom can stay together. It should just blow apart.
他们不明白为什么原子可以组合在一起，因为原子可能应该就是会爆发的、爆炸的。
And of course, we learned something of the power in the atom when you see an atomic bomb go off.
当然，当原子弹爆发的时候，我们知道原子弹的力量。
There's a lot of power in that little atom.
在那个小小的原子里面有很大的能量。
And something's holding that power in there.
但是有一个东西把那个能量全部集合在。
And we're told in Colossians it's our Lord Jesus Christ who's holding everything together.
而哥罗西书告诉我们，就是我们的主耶稣基督，他托住万有。
And in Hebrews it said he upholds all things by the word of his power.
而在希伯来书告诉我们，他按着上帝的话语，按着上帝的话语的全能托住万有。
Okay. Now all power belongs to God. That's why he's almighty. He's omnipotent.
所有的能力都属于上帝，这就是为什么说他是无所不能的。
Okay.The power of God is the only real power there is.
上帝的能力是唯一真正的能力。
Okay, this is a hard concept to grasp, but there is no power apart from God.
这个观念很难捕捉，但是在上帝之外没有任何的能力。
If it wasn't for God, nothing in this entire universe would exist.
如果上帝不存在的话，宇宙所有的事情都没有办法存在。
And if it wasn't for God, we would all just disappear just like that right now.
如果上帝不存在，我们的身体都会这样子，不晓得跑去什么地方。
He's keeping this whole universe and us together.
因为他靠着他全能的命令托住万有。
Okay, the universe has no inherent power in itself.
宇宙本身没有它与生俱来的能力。
That's why it's running out.
就是为什么宇宙在衰竭当中。
Now the Bible revealed this universe is running down and growing old long before science figured it out.
在科学还没有发现之前，圣经就启示这个宇宙在不断的衰退当中。
And there's a reason God designed this world to run out.
那上帝设计这个世界要去衰竭有它的原因。
Because he has prepared a new heavens and a new earth for us.
因为他在我们预备一个新天和新地。
Where there'll be no sin.
在那里没有任何的罪。
Where there will only dwell righteousness.
只有公义住在其中。
Where there will be no suffering and tears.
也没有受苦，也没有眼泪。
Only the omnipotent God could create a world like that.
只有一位全能的上帝能够创造那样的世界。
This world was supposed to be like that.
这个世界原本应该是那个样子。
But Adam and Eve messed it up.
但是亚当跟夏娃把它搞砸了。
And then we did the same thing they did. We messed it up even more.
然后我们也跟他们一样，把这世界搞得更糟糕。
And that's why this world has to run down and cease to exist.
这就是为什么这个世界要慢慢在衰退当中，然后停止存在。
But there's a new heavens and a new earth coming.
但是将来有一个新天新地要来。
And our omnipotent God is going to create it for us.
而我们的全能的上帝正在为我们创造。
God's power is revealed in the immensity of the universe.
那上帝的大能彰显在宇宙的宏伟当中。
Okay.For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen.
罗马书告诉我们，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的。
So some of his attributes are invisible to our human eyes.
所以他的某些属性对我们的肉眼来说是看不见的。
Right, they're invisible.
他们是看不见的。
But we're able to see him through the things that he has created.
但是我们从他所造的之物可以窥探其意。
Right, just like you can learn about an artist by looking at his paintings.
就像我们可以去认识一个艺术家，记得他所创造出来的艺术品。
Right, you can tell the skill of the artist or what he was thinking when he made the painting.
从他的创作当中，我们看出这个艺术家的这个才干，他的技能，还有他在想些什么。
So we can learn a lot about God from his creation.
所以我们从上帝所造的物件当中，可以去明白这个，认识这位上帝。
They're understood by...The things he has made.
所以说，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得。
And two things that are really clear in his creation.
而在上帝的宇宙，他当中，在他造物当中，有两件事情相当的明显。
His eternal power.
第一就是他的永远的能力,
and also his Godhead.
还有就是他的神性,
and that's the biblical word for Trinity.
这个神性按照圣经的意思呢,
we already studied that when we studied the Trinity.
好,
that this whole world is created in reflection of the Trinitarian nature of God.
这个世界整个的受造呢,
right, everything in this creation divides into threes.
我们在这个世界看到的东西很多都是分成三。
Remember last time we looked at eternity and time?
那上次我们提到永恒跟时间的对比。
Time can only be divided into three.
好，时间只能分成三部分。
Past,
过去,
present,
现在,
future,
和未来。
That's it.
就是这三个。
Why? Because a Trinitarian God created time.
为什么呢? 是因为三位一体的上帝创造了时间。
Okay. And now here we can comprehend more of God's power today than at any other time in history. And we can do this because of empirical science. That's good sound science. But there's our earth. And compared to these other bodies here, Venus and Mars, earth looks pretty big.
那跟金星还有跟火星比较的话呢，地球还是蛮大的。
But now let's compare Earth. Now you see Earth down here, that little ball circled in red.
但是下面你看地球跟其他星球比较的话，它就相当的小。
And that's Jupiter and Saturn.
然后我们看到木星跟土星。
Compared to Jupiter and Saturn, our Earth is pretty small.
所以跟木星土星相较的话呢，地球相当的小。
That should humble us.
我们应该更谦卑。
But we haven't even started yet.
但我们还不止如此。
Okay. Let's see what happens to Earth when we compare ourselves to some other stars.
跟其他星球比较的话呢, 地球在哪里呢? Okay.
There's the sun.
那是太阳。
And look how small the Earth is. It's just a little dot.
好, 跟太阳比起来, 地球又是多么的微小。
Okay. But let's look at our sun compared to some other stars in the universe.
我们拿太阳跟其他的星球来比较。
Okay, here's Arcturus.
这边是, 大角。
And you see there, there's our sun.
然后那边是我们的太阳。
Look how small our sun is. And the earth is invisible on this scale.
那再根据这个尺寸来看的话呢, 地球就不见了。
Okay, this universe is huge.
所以这个宇宙是非常的宏大的。
Now, notice here, we're taking Arcturus and our sun, and now we go here, and our sun is one pixel. On a computer here.
那个October在下面那小小的圆球哈, 就是我们刚刚看到大角, 在这里呢, 那个太阳是更小更小。
Yeah, that's how big Antares is.
只是一点点而已。
Yeah, Antares there is huge.
那另外安塔尔是另外一个更大的星球。
And the amount of energy and power in Antares, I mean, that's a huge gas ball.
在安塔尔这个星球里面, 它那个气体, 还有它里面能量的那个大量多, 是我们想象不到的。
It's huge. But now look how small Antares is in our own Milky Way galaxy.
但是这个安塔尔跟我们自己的银河系来相较之话呢, 它又是多么的渺小。
The dimensions are mind-blowing. We can't comprehend it.
所以这宇宙的宏伟是我们想象不到的。
And that's millions and millions of light years across. The distance light will travel in a year.
它在这个安塔尔跟银河系当中用光速来走的话呢, 是几百万几百万的时间。
And then you look at our galaxy, and we're like nothing compared to the rest of the universe.
我们自己的银河系跟宇宙其他部分来比较的话呢, 又 没办法比。
Why did God say? People didn't know this until maybe 150 years ago.
我们大概在150年之前才有这样的一个认识。
Now we can understand something of God's omnipotence more than we ever could before in history.
所以今天我们对上帝全能的认识呢，是几世纪之前他们所没有办法去明白的。
You start to get a slight understanding of what it means that God is omnipotent. He created all of this.
而我们从这里可以稍微看到上帝的全能是什么意思，因为他创造了所有。
There are trillions upon trillions of these stars out there.
而在外太空，在宇宙当中有数以万兆这样的星星存在。
They're even wondering if there's trillions of galaxies. It's so big.
科学家甚至在想，是不是有数以万兆的银河系。 存在在宇宙当中。
And what does God tell us to do?
那神要我们做什么呢？
Lift up your eyes on high. Look out there at the sky.
从你们向上举目，看谁创造这万象。
And ask yourself, who created all this?
谁创造了这万象？
Because somebody had to create it.
因为必定是有个谁在创造。
Nothing comes from nothing.
好，从无有只能产生无有。
And what does this creator do?
那这位造物主做了什么呢？
He brings out these trillions upon trillions of stars by number.
他把这数以万兆的星星按照数目领出。
We can't count them. Too many.
我们就数不尽。
Brains aren't big enough.
好，我们的脑袋不够大。
But God counts every star He's created.
但是上帝数算出他所造的每一个星球。
Not only does He count them,
他不但数出他们来。
He says he calls them all by name. He gives each one a name.
称其名，每一个给他一个名称。
Do you have enough trouble remembering? Just try to remember the names of everybody in this room.
假如我们想要去记得在这个房间每个人的名字的话。
And God remembers the names of trillions upon trillions of stars.
而上帝能够记得数以万兆的星星的名字。
See, it's no problem for God to listen to the prayers of 6 billion people at one time.
所以上帝同时听60亿的人祷告是绝对没有问题的。
And because of the greatness of His might,
也因为他全能的伟大。
Not one star is missing or out of course.
又因他的大能大力，连一个都不缺。
See, the amazing thing is every one of those stars that God calls by name has a very definite path in the heavens.
每一个上帝造出来给他名字的星球都有他固定的轨道。
It's too exact to have happened by chance.
所以它的精确性不可能是偶然发生的。
Okay. Modern science has replaced the omnipotent God by making idols of the laws of nature.
而现在科学却使用自然律的偶像取代了全能的上帝。
This is important for us to understand what's going on in our culture today.
我们需要明白在我们今天的文化里面到底发生了什么事情。
Mankind used to have an acute sense of the presence of God in creation around them.
人类曾经在过去对上帝他创造整个宇宙还有他的同在有一个非常敏锐的感觉。
I mean, even God says, look at the heavens.
甚至上帝说你看看天上。
And you're going to have to face the fact that somebody had to create that.
好，你必须承认，必定是有谁造了这些。
Right, even smaller, every house is created by someone.
好，其实每个房子都是有个人造出来的。
We're told that in Hebrews.
好，在希伯来书这么告诉我们。
And I used to wonder, why does God put something like that in the Bible? It seems so stupid. Every house is made by someone.
有时候我想哈，为什么上帝把说每个房子都有人所造放在圣经里，这不是显而易见吗？
Because he knew how stupid people were going to get.
因为他知道我们人会变得多么愚蠢。
Right after that verse, he says, "And he who made everything is God."
然后下一节他就说，那个创造万物的就是神。
But now we got smart, intelligent people with PhDs.
那现在有些很聪明、很有才智的这些博士们
，who can look at the heavens.
他们看着天上。
And say nobody created it.
他们会说没有人创造。
Somehow it came from nothing in a big bang.
就是它是在大爆炸中，就是从无有生出来。
Doesn't make sense.
这个讲不通。
But mankind used to have an acute awareness of the presence of God all around.
人类曾经对上帝的存在、他的同在有非常敏锐的感觉。
But science has caused us and tried to convince us that the laws of nature have replaced that presence of God.
但是科学家试图说服我们，就说自然律。取代了全能的上帝。
We call it naturalism or humanism or evolutionism.
就是所谓的自然主义、人本主义或是进化论的想法。
Basically, they all want to convince you there is no God.
基本上他们都要说服你说上帝不存在。
How can blind people lead you somewhere where they can't see themselves?
而当一个瞎子自己都不知道往哪里去的时候，他怎么可以为你领路呢？
Okay.The laws of nature can't create.
自然律本身没有办法创造。
They just reveal how the Creator designed His creation.
他们只显示出来这个造物主怎么创造万物。
Okay, this is a basic fact of life.
这是人生很基本的一个事实。
It's the consistency of God's activities.
就是上帝他的作为呢都相当的具有持续性、一致性。
That enables us to predict the course of natural phenomena.
这个使我们能够预测自然的现象的发生。
Okay, illustrate the reason we can put a man on the moon.
好，有一个例子就是我们能够把人放到月球上。
Is because the Earth spins in an exact way.
是因为我们人知道地球的旋转是固定的。
And the moon spins in an exact way.
而月球的旋转也是固定有一个轨道。
And rotates around the earth in a very exact mathematical pattern.
而月球绕着地球转呢，它也是按照数学的规律，很固定的在旋转。
And because the math is so exact in how these bodies move.
而这些天体如何精确的在运转。
We can send a man from Earth to the moon and not miss.
才使我们人类可以送一个人到月球而不会错过。
Because we know exactly where the moon will be by the time that spaceship gets there.
因为我们知道当月亮在那个位置的时候呢，这个太空船可以到那个地方。
That's why we can send missiles to Mars, because we know exactly where Mars will be at any given time.
这也是为什么人类可以把东西送到火星上去。
Okay.Some people can't look beyond creation to see the Creator.
但是有些人没有办法越过神所造的东西去看见这一位造物主。
Okay, this happened. The U.S. thought we would be the first to put a man on the moon.
美国曾经以为他们是第一个可以把人放到月球上去的。
But then in April 1961,
但是在1961年的四月份
this was a headline around the world.
全世界有这么一个大标题。
If you were alive then, you remember.Wow, how did they beat us to the moon?
假如你记得这个时间的话呢，你会想说，哎呀，他们怎么击败我们，先到了月球。
Then all of a sudden we realized Russia was way ahead of us.
然后我们忽然明白苏俄远远超前。
But Khrushchev, representing all of Russia,
那个时候克鲁雪夫，他代表所有的苏俄，
made a big mistake.
他犯了很大的错误。
He ridiculed God.
他嘲笑这位上帝。
He said that Gagarin didn't see any God out there in space. He went out there and there's no God.
他说这个太空人呢在外太空没有看见任何神。
Well, of course, the God that created everything, you're not going to see out there.
那当然了，这个创造万物的神，他不会说出现在你面前。
Gagarin's name means wild duck. I thought that's very prophetic.
这个太空人的名字的意思就是一个野鸭子。
Wild duck. Yeah, that's what Gagarin means in Russian. Okay? But he himself said,
但是他自己说
Wow, he marveled at the beauty of our planet.
他说我们这个星球好，那个美丽好，让他非常的吃惊。
It really did change our perception of ourselves as human beings when we saw the beauty of Earth from space.
当我们从外太空看到这个地球的时候，把我们人到底是谁哈，那个观念改变了。
But at this point, Russia was ahead of the U.S.In getting into outer space.
那在1941年，苏俄远超美国进到外太空。
They mocked God.
It's 1961年对，
61 yeah. But he made the mistake of mocking God.
但是克鲁雪夫犯了一个错误，嘲笑神。
Their space program starts going downhill.
所以他们的太空这个计划呢，慢慢走下坡。
And we become the only country that's actually put anybody on the moon.
而我们美国就成为唯一一个把人送到月球的国家。
Because we did not make the mistake of mocking the God who created everything and who's all powerful.
因为我们没有犯一个错误，就是去嘲笑这一位全能创造万物的上帝。
God designed everything in a way that we can discover the incredible design.
所以上帝设计万物的方式，是我们可以发现难以置信的设计。
And when you discover it, we can make advancements for mankind.
而当我们发现这些设计的时候呢，我们为人类制造出很大的进步。
That's why truth is so important in science.
这就是为什么在科学里面真理是那么的重要。
It's because we do want to make the world better.
因为我们确实要使这个世界更好。
We know God designed everything so perfectly.
我们知道上帝很完美的设计创造了万物。
That any field you want to study.
任何你要去学习的领域。
You can discover the design.
你可以去发现它的设计。
And you can make great advancements to mankind as a result.
而且因为你去发现这个设计，可以为人类创造很大的进步。
It's one thing for science to discover how creation works.
那科学家去发现造物如何运作。
And to make scientific progress.
然后制造出科学的进展。
And it's quite another thing to believe God's word.
那个是一回事，但是去相信上帝的话，
and discover God's purpose for creating everything.
而且去发现上帝为什么要创造万物。
We're going to look at this.
是另外一回事。
It's very important.
这非常重要。
It's the difference between being able to study the creation.
好，就是说能够去研究这个受造物是一回事。
Something somebody makes.
就是有人造出来一些东西。
And knowing the person who made it, so you can find out the reasons and the purpose for him making it.
还有就是去认识这位创造万物的神，他造这些万物的目的是什么，是另外一回事。
All right, say we have this car.
好，好比说我们有这一辆车。
All right, and I turn it over to a team of scientists.
我把这个车交给一群科学家们。
And I tell you, we want to find out where did this car come from?
我要你们去发现这个车来自何处。
How does it work?
它怎么运作?
Okay, and they take it apart.
所以他们把这个车给解体。
And they figure out there's a combustion engine in there.
他们发现里面有一个引擎。
And that combustion engine works according to mathematical formulas.
那个引擎是根据科学的这个方程式在运作。
Because this car was designed.
因为这个车是被设计过的。
And then the scientists can explain to us the laws of combustion and how you get those pistons going up and down to turn the wheels round and round.
他们可以发现就是这个引擎怎么运作，然后这个车轮怎么开始转。
And the scientists can tell you what it's made of, the metal, the rubber, the leather.
科学家也可以告诉你它是什么成分造成的，好像是橡胶啊，这个铁皮啊。
But would you believe them? Okay, now we know everything about it. We know all the laws about how it works.
那现在我们知道这个车是如何运作，它里面的零件是什么。
But this car must have come from nothing.
那这个车是不是从无有当中产生的呢？
Who did it come from?
它是从哪里来的？
Ford.
福特。
Can you fully understand the car without the creator of the car?
我们可以完全明白这个车，但是却不认识福特吗？
Right, if you just had the car and not the creator, how long would it take you to figure out what the purpose for the car was?
那假如我们知道这个车所有的结构，但是不认识造车的这个福特，那我们认识福特这个人吗？
Say we drop one of those cars in the middle of the Amazon forest.
假如我们把这个车放在亚马逊的这个森林里面。
And some Stone Age people find the car.
然后石器时代的人找到了这辆车。
Are they going to know what the purpose for that car is?
他们会明白这个车的目的是什么？
No, they couldn't even tell you what the scientists could tell us here.
他们大概实际时代没有办法明白这个车是怎么运作或要干什么用。
But just because you can explain everything and all the laws of how that car works,
单单能够解释所有关于车的每一件事情,
you still cannot separate that car from its creator.
是不够的。 因为你只知道这个车，却不认识造车的这位主人。They're
forever joined.
他们车跟主人是永远结合在一起的。Same
thing goes for Aunt Matilda's chocolate cake.
那这位妈妈做的这个巧克力饼也是一样。Say
I take Aunt Matilda's chocolate cake.
好比我把这个巧克力的面包。And
I turn it over to a team of scientists.
我把它交给一群科学家。
I want to know where this cake came from.
我要知道这个蛋糕是哪里来的。
I want you to tell me everything there is to know about that cake.
我要你告诉我有关这个蛋糕的一切事情。
And they start analyzing it. They find out there's chocolate in there, there's milk, there's sugar, there's flour.
所以他们开始研究这个蛋糕，说里面有巧克力，有面粉，有牛奶，有蛋。
They're scientists. They can figure this out.
当然他们是科学家，他们可以算出来。
And if they're really good,
只要他们是很好的科学家的话,
they'll be able to tell you they probably cooked this stuff for about a half hour at 350 degrees in an oven.
他们说不定更能够告诉你说，哦，这个蛋糕可能是在325度的烤箱里面烤了30分钟。
With a little simple thing like chocolate cake, are they going to tell you about this chocolate cake came from nothing originally?
但他们可以告诉你这个巧克力是原来就是不知道从哪里来的吗？
Are they going to be able to tell you why that chocolate cake exists?
他们可以告诉你为什么这巧克力会蛋糕会在这里？
No, you got to talk to Aunt Matilda to find out. She actually baked that cake for her grandchildren.
但是你要知道这个蛋糕的目的的话，你必须跟这个烤蛋糕的主人谈说，哦，原来他是为了他的孙儿女烤了这个蛋糕。
You got to talk to Henry Ford to find out what's the purpose of his car.
你也必须跟亨利福特讲说他造那个车的目的是什么。
And his car changes over the years.
亨利福特的车好几年就换一下。Not
because it's evolving from one model into another model.
不是因为说他从一个模型进化到另外一个模型。But
because he came up with different designs.
而是他开始有不同的设计。Okay.
See, there's a difference between analyzing something scientifically,
所以在以科学的法则去分析一件事情,
and knowing personally the person who created what you're studying.
还有就是认识创造这个东西的人，他的目的是什么，是两回事。
Okay, God gives us some questions in Isaiah to reveal His omnipotence.
上帝在以赛亚书给了我们几个问题，要显明他的全能。
See, we have a God who didn't only make everything.
我们有一位上帝，他不但创造了万物。
He wrote a book to reveal why He made it.
他也写了一本书，告诉我们为什么他创造了万物。
He tells you and me why He made us.
他也告诉你跟我，他为什么创造了我们。
Why are you here?
你为什么在这里？
What's your purpose in life?
你生命的目的是什么？
What's going to happen to you when you leave this world?
你离开这个世界的时候会去什么地方？
Well, the God that created you tells you right here.
这位创造你的上帝在圣经里告诉了你。
Okay. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand?
好，第一个问题，谁曾用手心量珠水？
Okay, God's revealing how great he is.
上帝这边要启示他是多么的伟大。
Okay, there's 85 million cubic miles of water in the Atlantic.
在大西洋里面有8500万立方英里的水量。
Right, how much water can you hold in the palm of your hand?
我们在我们的手心可以承载多少水呢？
I have trouble holding up the 2.5 gallon Brita filter.
我家里我们有个饮用水，好，大概是2.5加仑的这个饮水器。
God said He can hold 85 million cubic miles of water in as if in the palm of His hand.
上帝说好像他可以把8500万立方英尺的水都放在他的手心。
And he could add 141 million cubic miles of water from the Pacific, and he can put it all as if in the palm of his hand.
而且太平洋1.4亿立方英尺的水呢，他也可以同时放在他的手心。
That's how great our God is.
这是我们上帝是多么的伟大。
But God didn't just create it so big to humble us.
但是上帝没有创造这么伟大的事情叫我们谦卑。
He also designed it to benefit man.
他也设计这些使我们人得益处。
Why did He create those waters?
为什么上帝创造了海水？
Are they designed for a purpose?
他们的设计是有目的的吗？
Well, we found out in 1842.
在1842年的时候，我们发现一件事情。
Man named Matthew Fontaine Maury.
一个叫做 Matthew Fontaine Maury 的人。
He became sick. Was in bed.
他生病了，躺在床上。
Had his young daughter come read the Bible to him.
他的年轻的女儿就来读圣经给他听。
People used to do that when they were sick.
好，以前人生病的时候常常会这样做。
How many of you read your Bible when you're sick?
我们当中有谁生病的时候会读圣经？
Might change history if you did.
假如你读的话，可能会改变历史。
But his daughter was reading Psalm 8.
他的女儿就读诗篇第八篇。
He's lying there in bed just listening.
他躺在床上就听。
And in verse 8, she reads.Whatsoever passes through the paths of the seas.
然后他就听到第八节说，凡经行海道的。
See, God created Matthew Fontaine Maury for a purpose.
那上帝创造这个人呢，有一个目的。
That verse might not have meant anything to you or me.
那一节经文哈，凡经行海中的道路，海道不是这个做海道的哈。
But his career was in the Navy.
他自己本身的职业是在海军。
And when he heard paths in the seas,
所以当他听到说水中有这个有道路的时候，
he's thinking paths in the seas.
他说海中有道路吗？
Are there paths in the sea? At this time, nobody knows there's any paths in the sea.
那在这个时候，没有人知道说海里有这个轨道，有海的水流的道路。
And he knew God's word is true.
那他知道神的话是真的。
And he made a commitment. You know, if there's paths in the seas, I'm going to find them.
所以他想说哈，假如海里有道路的话呢，我要去找到。
Because he was a pretty famous person in the U.S. Navy.
因为他在美国海军是相当有名的一个人物。
He wrote letters to sailors and people all over the world.
所以他开始写信给全世界各个地方的海员。
Asking them to send their wind and current charts to him.
要他们把这个风跟这个海洋的这个图表啊寄给他。
He was going to look for these paths in the seas.
那从这里面他要去寻找海中是不是有道路。
And sure enough, he finds there's paths in the seas.
后来他发现了海中确实有这个道路。
Before this, so many people died in the oceans trying to go from one continent to another.
在这之前，很多人从一个大陆要航行到另外一个大陆的时候，都死亡在海中。
Because sometimes you're going against current, sometimes you're going against wind.
有的时候你是背风而行，有的时候你是逆这个逆流而行。
And you would just die out there in the ocean.
在海中会死亡。
He found the paths.
那他找到这个海中的道路。
And now you could figure out how long it would take you to go basically anywhere in the world.
那现在凡是航行海路的话呢，你可以 知道说从哪里到哪里要多少天的时间。
And to this day on all the navigational charts,
那今天在所有的航行的这个图表里面
it says based on the researches of Matthew Fontaine Murray.
他说是根据这个人的发现。
But why did we find these paths in the seas?
但是人怎么找到海中有道路的呢？
God who created everything,
就是那位创造万物的神
and who wrote us a book,
他写给我们一本书
Told us in that book there are paths in the seas.
告诉我们海中有道路。
Finally, there was one man.
好，后来就有一个人。
Who, when he heard paths in the seas,
当他听到海中有道路的时候
，he was prepared to look for.
他就预备好去寻找这个道路。
And he found them.
他找到了。
And saved probably hundreds of thousands of lives as a result of revealing these paths.
根据他发现的海道，就拯救了很多很多人的性命。
God didn't just create everything to humble us.
所以神不是说创造了万物使我们在他面前很谦卑。
He created it to bless us.
他也创造这些为了祝福我们。
He asked who meted out, who stretched out the heavens with a span.
第二个问题就是谁用虎口量苍天。
And a span is basically the distance between your thumb and pinky.
好，在中文里面虎口是这里到这里哈，但是英文里面这个 span 是指大拇指到小拇指。
How great is our God?
我们的上帝到底多伟大呢
？Well, you know, if you were to travel from one end to another end of a galaxy, it's going to take you millions of light years.
假如我们从一个银河到另外一个银河的话，可能需要几百万的光年。
Right, we can't even comprehend the distance.
那这个距离我们都没有办法想象的出来。
But God says for him.
但是上帝说，对他来说
，It's just like us measuring something from our pinky to our thumb.
就好像是用他的手去丈量一样。
And of course, you know what that means, right? In sign language.
那这个手语是什么呢
？You didn't know that. I love you, Jackson. Okay.
这个手语的就是我爱你哈。
But our God measures the entire universe by a span.
上帝可以就凭着他的这个从大拇指到小拇指丈量出整个的银河。
Because He created it all.
因为他创造了一切。
And the Creator will always be much greater than what He created.
而这位造物主绝对是大于他所造的物件。
Who's comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure?
第三个问题是谁用升斗量地成大地的尘土。
God says, "Take all the dust in the earth, and for Him."
对上帝来说，你把全世界的土都集合起来，对他来说就是放在一个天平里面。
For Him, it's like He put it in a measure to weigh it.
好像可以把所有的土集合起来，就放在小小的天平秤里面。
He's telling us he actually did weigh all the dust on the earth.
事实上，他告诉我们，他是把所有地球的土都量过。
He actually did measure all the water on the earth.
他也量过所有的水。
He may who weighed the mountains and scales and the hills in a balance.
那第四帝国题问题就是谁用秤山岭，用天平平冈铃呢？
Even the mountains and the hills are weighed like a jeweler would weigh fine jewels.
大山小山在上帝的眼中就好像一个珠宝商称他的珠宝一样。
And you know why everything is measured so finely?
你知道为什么很多事情很多物件都是这么精细的被丈量过呢
？Because if it wasn't, you and I wouldn't be alive here.
因为假如神没有好好丈量的话，你跟我都没有办法在地球上生存。
The balance between land and water is called isostasy in science.
好，在科学里面有一个词呢，就是说地球和宇宙还有这个水跟土都被神好好的丈量过。
Our world has the perfect balance of dust and water for there to be life.
我们的地球在它的泥土跟水分当中有一个正确的平衡，使生命可以存在。
And in fact, today we call it the anthropic principle.
事实上，这个叫做仁则原理。
There's over 400 different parameters that are fine-tuned for life.
好，要超过400个参数，必须同时存在，生命才可以生存。
If any one of those 400 was off even an infinitesimal amount, we wouldn't be here today.
假如400个参数当中有一个稍微的变动，我们就没有办法存在地球上。
Now, only about 60 years ago,
大概在60年以前
scientists were saying, oh, there must be thousands of other planets out there where there can be life just like on Earth.
科学家说，在外太空里面一定还有成千上万个像我们地球一样的星球存在，可以有人生存。
But you know why they said that?
你知道他们为什么这么说吗？
Because back then they thought there's only one parameter.
因为在那个时候，他们以为只有一个参数就够了。
All you have to do is have a planet the right distance from its sun.
只要一个星球，它跟太阳的距离是正确的话。
So they were sure they would find intelligent life out there in space, and they've been looking.
所以他们想说，在外太空里面一定可以找到其他可以有生命生存的地方。
But now we know that our Earth is actually unique in the universe.
但是现在他们却发现，地球是宇宙中唯一独特的一个星球。
Our Earth was designed with over four. We only know of 400 at this point.
那在目前我们知道有400个参数。
Finely tuned for life.
它的调节啊，它被微调了。使生命可以存在。
Okay. The universe displays universal fine tuning.
所以宇宙展示了细微的调配。
They even tell us even the expansion rate of the universe is required for us to be living here on this earth.
他们甚至说宇宙的这个扩张呢，它的设计也是为了地球能够生存。
The fine tuning is so precise it's mathematically impossible.
所以这些微调的精确好，从数学的计算，还有科学给予的时间框架，是不可能偶然发生的。
Creation requires a creator.
所以受造物需要一位造物主。
A universe filled with infinite power.
一个宇宙，它充满了无限的能力。
Requires an omnipotent God.
需要一位全能的上帝。
You can take a car and turn it over to a team of scientists.
我们可以把一把车交给一群科学家们。
And they can tell you everything there is about that car.
他们可以告诉你关于这个车的每一件事情。
Might take them a while.
或许需要花点时间。
But unless they talk to Mr. Ford,
但是他们如果不跟福特先生谈话的话，
there'll be a lot they're missing about that car.
他们会对这个车的认识缺少了很多。
You could turn a chocolate cake over to a team of scientists.
我们也可以把一个巧克力蛋糕交给科学家去研究。
And maybe they could tell you everything there is to know about that chocolate cake.
他们也可以告诉你关于这个巧克力蛋糕所有的一切。
You know, if they talked with Aunt Matilda, they would have learned it all a lot quicker.
但是假如他们跟这个烤蛋糕的人谈话的话呢，他们会学得更快。
But unless they talk to Aunt Matilda, there's a lot they'll never know about the purpose.
但如果他们不跟这个烤蛋糕的妇人谈话的话，他不知道为什么要烤这个蛋糕。
Scientists have been studying this creation for a long time.
好，所以科学研究这个受造物很长的一段时间。
And they can tell us a lot.
他们可以告诉我们很多事情。
There's a lot they have no clue.
但是有很多事情他们也是没有任何的线索。
But if a scientist is not going to talk to the creator,
但假如科学家不跟这位造物主谈话的话。
If he's not going to listen to why the Creator created this,
他们不去明白为什么造物主创造了万物。
Those scientists are going to be missing out on a lot of truth.
那些科学家就会错过许多其他的真理。
And they'll never know the purpose.
他们也不明白造物的目的。
They'll never find out the meaning.
也找不到意义。
And they'll never know why they're here at this time.
也不知道为什么他们人活在今天的世界上。
Don't let scientists make an idol.
所以不要使科学变成你的偶像。
Of the creation.
也不要使受造物变成偶像。
Because every creation requires a creator.
因为每个受造物都需要一个造物主。
And you can communicate with the creator.
我们可以跟这位造物主沟通。
Jesus is Almighty God manifest in human flesh.
耶稣基督是全能的上帝在人身显现。
Is he really Almighty God?
他真是全能的神吗？
Well, he did things that only an Almighty God could do.
他做了只有全能的神可以做的事情。
Right. One way he manifested his power over the seas.
他显明大能的一个方法就是控制这个海水。
Remember, he told disciples cross over to the other side.
他叫门徒过到海那边去。
And a big storm rose on the Sea of Galilee.
然后在加利利就起了暴风。
Right, Jesus is sleeping in the boat.
耶稣在船上睡觉。
And they wake him up, Master, Master, don't you care that we're going to perish?
他们把他吵醒说主人啊，难道你不关心吗？我们都要被淹死了。
That's a dumb question.
那个问题是笨的问题。
Of course Jesus cares.
当然耶稣关心了。
But he wasn't worried, that's why he was sleeping.
但是他不担心，他还在睡觉。
That boat's not going to sink as long as he's on it.
只要他在船上，船就不会沉。
Even if you think it is.
即使你以为船会沉了。
And what did Jesus do?
那耶稣做了什么？
With two words.
两个字。
He get up there in the front of the boat.
他在船头说。
And he said, peace.
他说，住了吧。
Be still.
静了吧。
In Greek, it's two words.
好，在希腊文就是两个字。
And the wind stopped and the waves calmed down.
风也停了。暴风雨也停了。
And even the disciples understood the implications of that.
所以在那个时刻，门徒就明白他的含义。
He said, "Who is this man?"
他说这个人到底是谁呀？
That even the wind and the seas obey him.
风跟海都听他的命令。
Well, you and I know this man was God incarnate.
好，所以你跟我都知道，这个人是上帝亲自来到人间。
He who created the waters can easily walk on water.
那个创造海水的人可以很简易的行在海面上。
Right? Another time he walked on the water to get out to the boat.
有一次他行走在海面上要到船那边去。
No problem if Jesus is the omnipotent God.
假如耶稣是全能的神的话，他是没有问题的。
Okay? He who created the heavens can easily ascend into heaven.
创造天的那一位可以轻易的升到天上。
Right? Jesus is the same God who measures the heavens with a span.
耶稣就是同一位用虎口丈量苍天的那一位上帝。
So it's nothing for him to ascend up into the heavens.
所以他升到天上是没问题的。
In fact, Jesus ascended far above all heavens that he might fill all things.
事实上，圣经上说，耶稣远升诸天之上，要充满万有。
Bible says, though we've known Christ after the flesh.
圣经说我们曾经以按他的肉身去认识他
Yet we know him thus no longer
但是现在我们不再以肉身去认识他
Because now we understand Jesus was God incarnate
现在我们明白耶稣就是道成肉身的
上帝 And he proved it by the things he did
借着他所做的事情他证明了这一点
But God also reveals his power in the minuteness The unimaginable magnificence inside of life
那上帝的大能也显现在我们人体里面没有办法了解那个精细的事情上。
Okay. So that's a cell.
那是一个细胞。
What's that?
另外一个是什么
?DNA.
那是我们的脱氧核糖核酸。
DNA is always moving.
好的我们的脱氧核糖核酸一直在旋转。
Okay, but you know something about the cells in your body?
你知道身体的细胞是如何运作的吗
?You got 60 trillion of them in your body. Maybe you got like 59 trillion.
在我们的身体里面有62兆的细胞。
Yeah, I've got 60 for sure. I can grab half a billion of them here. Okay? 60, think of that. You have 60 trillion individual cells in your body.
想想看在你的身体里面存活的62兆的个别的细胞。
The little baby only has 3 trillion right now.
那个小 baby 可能现在有三兆。
But in 18 years, he'll have 60 trillion.
但是在18年之后，他有62兆。
You know, every cell is different.
每一个细胞都不一样。
Okay, you know, they come in different varieties.
他们有不同的类别。
Right, you got kidney cells, bone
cells. 好比有肾脏的细胞。
They're all different.
都不一样。
The most amazing cell, though,
最奇妙的细胞是
Is this one? What is it? That's the egg.
就是妇女的卵子
Right? That egg contained everything, all the information that would be needed to produce the 60 trillion cells in your body right now.
这个卵子，这个细胞本身就包含了将来可以成为62兆细胞的基本讯息。
In fact, there's so much information in that one cell.
事实上，在卵子里面包含的讯息是如此的庞大
that it could fill 1,000 books.
它可以充满1,000本书
500 pages long each. That's how much
information
is in there. 每
本书大概是有500页的页数
But try and comprehend this.
那就想想看
From that one cell,
从那一个细胞
you get your kidneys, your liver, your brain.
我们可以获得将来的肾脏、我们的肝脏、我们的脑袋。
Somehow the pinky knows to stop growing right there.
我们的小指头知道在这个地方要停止生长。
The ring finger knows to stop growing right there.
我们的无名指知道要在这里停止生长。
The nose knows to stop growing right there.
我们的鼻子知道要停在那里。
All of that is in that one cell.
所有这些讯息都包含在这个细胞里面。
There is more information than in all the computers on earth combined.
而且它里面蕴含的信息超过所有的电脑的组合。
You know, they tell us you can count the seeds in an apple.
我们说哈，我们可以算出苹果里面有多少籽。
But no one can count the number of apples in one seed.
但是没有人可以算出在一个种子里面可以产生多少的苹果。
But the most amazing thing in that cell here is the fact that there is no such thing as a simple cell.
所以在那个细胞里面呢，最奇妙的事情是没有一个简单的细胞。
It's more complicated than the city of Los Angeles.
它比洛杉矶这个城市还要复杂。
Has power stations.
它有本身的发电厂。
To produce electricity.
好，能够发电。
Transportation system.
还有它本身的运输系统。
Moves things around in the cell and in and out of the cell.
好，在细胞里面进进出出。
It imports raw materials.
它把这个原料放进来。
Has a garbage collection system that takes out the garbage.
它有一个废料处理的系统。
It has a government.
它里面本身有它一个政府。
It's a dictatorship.
它是一个独裁政权。
Everything does what the DNA tells it to do.
每一个事情都按照脱氧核糖核酸的命令去运作。
That cell has a police system.
那个细胞本身也有它的警察系统。
It keeps the bad guys out.
它把坏蛋给放在外边。
The viruses.
还有我们的病毒。
The bacteria that would kill you.
还有我们的可以杀死我们的细菌。
It's able to distinguish between good things and bad things and keep them separated.
它可以把好的跟坏的分别出来，将它们分开。
But the most amazing thing is that DNA.
但是最奇妙的是它里面的脱氧核糖核酸。
You know that DNA, just like an analogy.
好，我们用一个比喻来说明这个脱氧核糖核酸。
If you took 125 miles of fishing line, monofilament fishing line.
假如我们拿了125里的这个鱼线。
How many of you ever gone fishing?
我们当然喜欢钓鱼的。
Okay, you know how easy it is for that line to get tangled?
我们知道鱼线缠在一起是很容易的。
When I was little, I mean, they didn't have as good of reels as they have today.
我小的时候，那个卷鱼线的这个东西不是像现在这么好。
But every time we fish, that line would get tangled.
我每次钓鱼的时候呢，这鱼线都会缠在一起。
But imagine now having 125 miles of fishing line.
再想想看哈，假如你有125里长的鱼线。
And you pack it all into a basketball.
把它全部装在一个篮球的里面。
But you've got to put two strands of that fishing line together.
但是你要把两条的鱼线同时捆绑在一起。
And somehow fit it in that basketball without getting it all tangled up.
把它放在一个篮球里面，却不帮它们缠在一起。
It's amazing.
这是非常奇妙的一件事。
Okay, but that DNA.
但是那个脱氧核糖核酸
is in your cell.
在你的细胞里面。
And it could fill a whole library with the information.
它可以里面装满了所有图书馆可以装满的讯息。
Apparently, the Bible knew about DNA long before science did.
事实上，在科学家还不明白 DNA 之前呢，圣经就提到了。
God tells us in thy book, all my members were written.
圣经上说哈，我身体里面的每一个东西呢，都写在你的册上了。
Color of your eyes, color of your hair.
你眼睛的颜色，头发的颜色。
Your height, 2 feet.
你的高矮。
All those members were written in that DNA before you were born.
我们身体未成型的体质都写在你的册上了。
Before any one of them existed, they were already written down in God's book.
在它还没有存在的时候，就已经写在上帝的册子上了。
But you know what has to happen?
但是你知道什么事情一定要发生了吗？
Every strand of that DNA has to divide.
这个脱氧核糖核酸的每一条呢，它都必须分裂。
And it unwinds so it can build a new piece of DNA.
它会自己解开，然后产生新的 DNA.
Okay, it's like unwinding that fishing line inside the basketball.
好像就在篮球里面把它那个鱼线把它解开。
You know how fast it unwinds?
你知道它解开的速度多快吗？
8,000 RPM revolutions per minute. 8,000 revolutions per minute.
每分钟它可以转8,000个这个。革命性的速度
you can't comprehend that.
我们没有办法想象哈。
And it never gets tangled.
它在转的时候呢，在解开的时候呢，它不会被缠在一起。
I'm sorry, you want me to believe all this happened by chance?
那你要我相信这些都是偶然发生的吗？对不起。
And another thing, the cell really disproves evolution.
所以另外一件事就是这些细胞呢是反证了进化论。
Because there is no such thing as a simple cell.
因为没有所谓一个简单的细胞。
The simplest cell we can find, the oldest cell we can find, is hardly any different than any cell in your body right now.
我们能够找到最简单的细胞，都跟我们身体里的细胞没有什么差别。
The cell has not evolved.
细胞本身没有进化。
And the reason is because either everything's there or the cell dies.
好，因为假如细胞本身没有所有它必须要的成分的话呢，这个细胞本身会死掉的。
I'm interested in kidneys.
我对肾脏相当有兴趣。
Because I had one removed.
因为我有一个肾脏已经被摘除了。
And I learned something amazing about my kidney that would convince anybody there has to be a God who made the kidney.
好，那因为我自己肾脏被摘了一个，我对肾脏很感兴趣，所以我学到关于肾脏的事情。而肾脏事情帮助我了解，假如人不相信上帝的话，那是不可能的。
Again, we're talking millions and millions and millions of cells that make the kidney.
那我们再一次讲到有成千上百的这个细胞造出了我们的肾脏。
But you see, some parts of the kidney are so small.
但是我们肾脏本身有些部分的非常的微小。
Even a single red blood cell can't pass into some of those parts of the kidney to get cleansed.
即使一个简单的这个红细球、红细胞、红血球都没有办法通过肾脏里面那个小小的管。
So it would be like you taking your car to the mechanic.
好像就是把你的车交给一个机械工。
And the mechanic's garage is too small to get the car in there.
那这机械工的这个车库太小了哈，这个车进不去。
So the mechanic has to come out, take the engine out of the car into his shop.
所以这个做这个车子人必须把车里面这个引擎拿掉，才能够放到车库去。
Cleans out the garbage.
把它里面的垃圾给清干净。
Puts the engine back together.
把引擎重新复合。
Puts the right gas back in there.
好，把汽油加进去。
And then goes and puts the engine back in the car.
然后把引擎放回到车子去。
So the red blood cell comes in. It's too big to get into some of those parts of the kidney.
所以这个红血球呢，就是太没有办法进到这个细管，所以它肾脏把它拿出来，把它清理干净。
So it parks right outside the kidney garage.
它把它放到这个肾脏外面这个车库。
The kidney knows how to take all the bad stuff out of that red blood cell, all the waste.
这个肾脏知道如何把这个红血球里面所有的废物给它清干净。
And then it knows how to put the good stuff back in the red blood cell.
然后把好东西再放回这个红血球细胞里面。
And then puts the engine in that red blood cell back into circulation.
然后使这个红血球重新在这个肾脏里面来运作。
And the waste come out, the urine.
然后里面的废物呢就从我们的尿排出来。
And the fixed up blood cell goes back into circulation.
然后被洗干净的红血球再回到整个的血液系统
里。And your kidney is doing that millions of times every second.
而每一秒钟我们的肾脏就做了成千上百万这样的动作。
And none of those cars are colliding and destroying themselves in that whole chaos.
在所有的这混战当中呢，没有一个东西是不对的。
I believe you could take any part of your human body.
所以你身体中的每一个部分。
And if you study it in detail.
只要你细细的去研究它。
You would have to admit I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. There's no way to explain this outside of an omnipotent God.
你就会承认我的受造真是奇妙又可畏，因为没有一个人除了全能的上帝可以造出这么精细的东西。
There is one teacher asked her students to write out the seven wonders of the world.
有一个老师叫他学生写下世界七大奇观是什么。
So most of the students put the Great Pyramids.
所以很多学生写下金字塔。
Taj Mahal.
泰姬陵。
Grand Canyon.
大峡谷。
Panama Canal.
巴拿马运河。
Empire State Building.
帝国大厦。
St. Peter's Basilica in Rome.
圣彼得大教堂。
And you made it, the Great Wall of China.
还有中国的长城。
Then there was one girl that was sitting there, last one to turn her paper in.
一个女孩子最后把她的这个paper 交进去。
She wanted to know what's taking you so long.
老师说你怎么花这么长时间呢？
She had written,
她写下
touch,
触觉
taste,
味觉
sight,
视觉
hearing,
听觉
hope,
希望
laughter,
欢笑
and love,
还有爱。
Every one of those is truly a miracle.
好，因为这七个当中每一个都是一个奇迹。
Truly a wonder of the world.
都是一个世界奇观。
Next time you look in the mirror,
下次你在镜子里照自己的时候
tell God,
告诉神
Wow.
Wow.
How did you do this?
你怎么造出我来啊?
And don't complain.
不要抱怨。
Do not complain. He made you the way he wanted you from your DNA.
好，就不要抱怨哈，他从你的脱氧核糖核酸造了一个特别独特的你。
And God's power is revealed in the resurrection of the dead.
上帝的大能也显明在死人复活。
Jesus said, I am he that liveth and was dead.
耶稣说我是那存活的，我曾经死过，现在又活了。
And behold, I'm alive forevermore.
好，我有活到永永远远。
And now Jesus has the keys of hell and death.
现在耶稣掌握着死亡跟阴间的钥匙。
So if you want to know for sure without a doubt you're not going to hell, you better know the omnipotent God that has the keys to hell.
所以假如你要知道你死后呢不会灭亡，你必须认识这位掌握阴间跟死亡的钥匙的这位上帝。
How did Jesus reveal the glory of the omnipotent God?
耶稣怎么显示耶和华神的荣耀呢？
Well, he raised people from the dead.
他把死人
Right. Our body from the dust it came to the dust it will turn.
经常我们来自尘土要回归尘土。
And with two words.
用两个字。
Says Lazarus here.
他说拉撒路过来。
And Lazarus comes out of the dust of the earth. He obeys the word of Jesus Christ.
所以拉撒路就从土里复活，他听到了，顺从了耶稣的话。
And this is not myth or made up story. There's Lazarus' tomb. You can go see it today.
那里是拉撒路的坟墓，今天还看得见。
This is real history.
这是真正的历史。
Documented by eyewitnesses.
是目击者所记录下来的。
Jesus revealed he was the omnipotent God who can raise the dead.
好，耶稣启示他自己是可以使死人复活的神。
And finally, we're told he was declared to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection of the dead.
而圣经说他因从死里复活，证明他是神的儿子。
And there's his tomb, one of the two, one of those two for sure is the one he was at.
这是耶稣的坟墓的几个可能性当中的一个。
This is my favorite choice.
这是我最喜欢的一个。
And like they say there, he's not here, he's risen.
他不在此，他复活了。
You and I will not rise from the dead.
你跟我没有办法从死里复活。
Unless the Almighty God raises us from the dead.
除非全能的上帝使我们复活。
Jesus and the omnipotent God are one.
耶稣跟全能的上帝是一。
Right? Jesus came and he spoke unto them saying, All power is given unto me in heaven.
耶稣说哈，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Right, let me ask you, how many omnipotent beings can there be in one universe?
那我问你，在一个宇宙当中，能有几位全能的上帝？
One. Why?
只有一位。
Because if you have two, what's the problem?
假如有两位的话。
Yeah, one, neither of them's omnipotent, right? You can't have two omnipotent.
假如有两位的话，那两位都不是全能的。
If there is an omnipotent God, there can only be one.
假如有一位全能的上帝，那只可能有一位。
And if both Jesus and the Father are omnipotent,
耶稣跟天父都是全能的。
They must be one God.
他们是一位神。
Which of course they are.
他们就是一位神。
And God imparts a limited amount of his all power to us, his creation.
那上帝把他全能的这个能力有限量的分给我们。
Power belongs to God.
因为能力属于神。
Right. He delegates some of his power to us.
他分派他的某些能力给我们。
Wow, I mean, this is something worth looking into.
那这个很值得我们去深究。
This omnipotent God that created everything.
这位创造万物的全能的神。
And created me.
创造了我。
He gives me access to his power.
他给我支取他能力的这个管道。
Now, unless you communicate with that God,
除非你跟这位上帝来交通。
You don't know how much of his power he'll share.
你就不明白他可以分享他多少能力给你。
You don't know when he'll share it with you.
你不知道他什么事要分给你。
And you don't know why he'll share it with you.
你也不知道为什么他要分给你。
Study this book and you'll learn.
好，我们学圣经就可以学到。
God's power works in us.
好，上帝的能力在我们的里面运作。
Now, unto him who is able to do far exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大能大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
According to the power that works in us.
好，根据我们里面的大力。
Paul said, I strive and labor according to his power that works in me mightily.
保罗说，我为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用的大力，尽心竭力。
That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory.
他说求他按照他丰盛的荣耀。
To be strengthened with might.
借着他的灵。
By his spirit in the inner man.
叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
Do you need some strength this morning?
你今天早上需要一些力量吗?
Do you need emotional strength, physical strength?
你需要情感上、体力上的力量吗?
Spiritual strength?
还有属灵上的力量吗?
You have access to it through Jesus Christ.
你可以借着主耶稣基督去支取。
Finally, my brethren,
最后,
be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
A lot of times we don't even seek to understand the power of God.
很多时候我们都不去试图明白上帝的能力。
Until we're really in a mess.
直到我们碰到了很大的困难。
Until we're really facing a problem bigger than we can handle.
碰到一个我们自己没有办法胜任的困难。
And then we come crying to God.
然后我们到神面前去哭诉。
The time to seek the Lord.
好，我们要花点时间去寻求神的面。
Is before those times come.
好，在那个碰到困难之前就寻求神。
So when those times come.
所以当困难的时候来到的时候。
You know how to handle it through Jesus Christ.
你知道怎么靠着主耶稣的力量去面对这些困难。
Okay, we're going to partake the Lord's Supper right now.
好，现在我们要领受主餐。
So we want to spend some time preparing our hearts.
请我们花点时间来预备自己的心。
God is powerful enough to clean any heart.
上帝的能力能够洁净任何一样的心。
Heal any bad conscience.
好，医治任何破碎的良知。
Give us hope where there's no hope.
在没有盼望的时候，仍然给我们盼望。
Give us strength where there's no strength.
给我们力量，在我们需要力量的时候。
So spend a few moments talking things over with God.
所以我们现在花点时间在神面前静默的祷告。
If there's any sin hindering your relationship, confess it right now.
假如有任何罪拦阻了我们跟神的关系，让我们在他面前承认。
Get rid of the sin.
把这些罪除去。
And then God can meet you at your point of need.
好，上帝会在你需要的地方与你会面。
It's one of the purposes for the Lord's Supper.
我们守主餐有这样的一个目的。
To meet with God.
好，与神面对面。
So let's spend a few moments in prayer.
让我们花点时间祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that there's forgiveness.
天父，我们感谢你的赦免。
Through faith in Jesus Christ.
在相信主耶稣的时候。
There's no place else where we can find forgiveness and cleansing from our sins.
我们没有在其他的地方可以找到罪得赦免得洁净。
Thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross for all our sins.
我们要感谢你差遣主耶稣基督死在十字架上洗净我们一切的罪。
Thank you that through Jesus we can access your power.
也感谢你借着主耶稣我们可以支取你的能力。
To help us in our times of need.
帮助我们在有需要的时候。
We pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will come now.
我们求主的圣灵现在与我们同在。
Touch our hearts, Lord.
触摸我们的心。
Let us experience your presence.
让我们经验你灵格在我们当中。
Your healing power.
你的医治的大能。
Your motivating power.
你激动我们的大能。
So that we leave here ready to serve you.
好，让我们离开的时候已经预备好要服侍你。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。阿门。
Okay.